There were many thousands of people never left Glasgow the whole of their lives. And the most anyone could get most at that time was a sail down the Clyde or down the Noonan Rossi and Lags and Bora. These were the place someone never hardly ever knew about Blackpool, never got there.
And, when did they start going to Blackpool?
Oh, that was well after the war started going, and it's only a gradual thing that it jumped up and became more and more popular.
What, during the 20s and the
30s? Even then, of course, not so many, but some started going to Blackpool. See, Blackpool was very popular in England. It was hardly known up here. Now, to go to England, I used to hear them all, but even I worked in Blackpool, I was quite surprised at the number of people in England who went for the holidays in Blackpool. But it wasn't used to that kind of thing up here. And Blackpool was, around here in Scotland, these were the main holiday, Ayr had a bit, where the Bungie's Cottage was, and so all they knew about Ayr, Rossi. That was a wee bit better off if you went to Rossi. Dunoon, visit to Loch Lomond, or there's a lot of paddle steamers on the Clyde then, and a sail down the Clyde, a lot of songs about sailing down the Clyde, a sail down the Clyde was as much as many of them ever got. Now and again the socialist movement would organise a cruise down the Clyde.
When did they start?
Oh, they were on before the First World War, and they were a way of making money, charge so much, and take a sail at night, a sail down the Clyde and back again, right down as far as, maybe down as far as the noon of that and back. And that was one of the ways in which they had raising money, raising funds, just a sail.